fellows. We'll stop here for the night.
Oh, I'm about all in. I wonder how far we've come today.
We're not even out of Egypt yet.
All right, you two, get to work. Unload the sacks of grain. Stack them over there by that tree. Hurry now, it's getting late, and we want to make camp and eat before dark.
Don't get so excited.
Asher, you gather wood and build a fire. Dan and Zebulun, you help me fix supper. And the rest of you get the donkeys tethered for the night.
Reuben, something's wrong.
Well, Levi, you're as white as a ghost. What's happened?
Something terrible.
What is it?
Wait, we will be called thieves. The governor of Egypt will have us all thrown in the dungeon.
Have you lost your mind? We're not thieves.
Levi, tell us. What happened?
When I opened my sack of corn, the money I paid for the food, what? The silver, the very same silver, it was all there in the sack.
You found the money in your sack?
Now we're really in trouble.
What is this that God hath done unto us?
It does seem, Uncle Dan, that the brothers have reason to be worried.
Well, Aunt Sue, the mystery deepens as our story progresses. This is the sixth in the series on the life of Joseph, and you can read about it in chapters 42 and 43 of Genesis. I call this episode
The Governor's Mysterious Feast.
Now the famine was sore in the land, and Jacob and his families anxiously await the return of the 10 brothers who have journeyed into Egypt to buy food.
But Dinah, my daughter, your brothers will be back from Egypt any day now, and then we'll have food.
Why aren't they back now? They've had time enough.
Well, it takes longer for such things than we might think.
Longer for what? We know exactly how many days the traveling takes. What else is there that takes time?
You must remember, Dinah, my daughter, that all the world beats a path to Egypt's door seeking for food. Perhaps it is taking your brothers days of waiting before they can see the proper official.
In the meantime, our children must starve.
In the meantime, we must be patient. Trust God. He will direct your brothers. They're probably on their way back at this very moment, happy in the thought that soon they will be home. O God of love and mercy, of understanding, hear my plea. Heed the crying of my families and their little ones. Bring my sons back from Egypt, that they may have food and live. Guide the steps of my sons as thou didst guide the steps of Abraham as he journeyed into Egypt and returned. Let thy face shine upon my 10 sons as they...
Grandfather! Grandfather!
You should be more careful, my child, how you interrupt. I was communing with God.
But Grandfather, my father and all my uncles are coming home.
Of course they are, my child. God is taking care of them and they will return.
But Grandfather, I mean they're coming right now. They're almost here.
What? Say that again.
My father and all my uncles are almost home from Egypt.
Where are they?
They're coming.
Yes, 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 but where?
They're coming down the east lane.
Oh, quick, help me outside. We must welcome my sons as befits their mission and triumphant return. Here, hold my arm. That's it. I knew they'd be here. Careful now, careful. I'm not as young as I was. Gather round, my sons, my daughters, my grandchildren, gather round. We have finished eating a good meal. The threat of starvation is past, at least temporarily. And now we are all anxious to hear about the adventures of my 10 sons in the strange land of Egypt. But before we listen to them, we are going to thank God again for his loving and watchful care. Oh, merciful God, God of creation, we thank thee for bringing to us a measure of the blessings of this world's goods. We thank thee especially for the food that thou hast brought to us from Egypt. We thank thee for bringing back to us, safe and sound, my sons. Keep us all. Bless us in doing thy will. Amen. Now, my children, we have long awaited this event, the return of my 10 sons from Egypt with food, and we are anxious to hear of their adventures. And yet, perhaps we had better wait a moment longer until Simeon finishes taking care of the animals and comes in. What say you? So shall it be.
Father, may I say something?
Why, of course, Reuben, my eldest son, of course.
Simeon, I mean, he isn't taking care of the animals.
Well, no mind. We'll wait for him anyway.
But, Father, Simeon isn't here.
Well, I can see that. That's why we're waiting.
No, he isn't here at all. He's in Egypt.
What did you say?
Simeon isn't here. He's still back there in Egypt.
Still in Egypt? Simeon? My son, Simeon?
Yes, Father.
But why? Why didn't he come home with the rest of you?
He couldn't.
He couldn't? Is he sick?
No, Father. He's in prison.
Simeon? In prison?
Yes, Father. He's in the royal dungeon.
Oh, tell me, Reuben, is my son Simeon bad? Evil?
No, sir. Simeon's a good man.
But he's in the dungeon. What did he do? Steal, kill, or what?
He did nothing, Father, to deserve to be cast into prison.
But he was cast into prison, and he is there. Why?
I don't know. None of us do. It's a mystery we've been trying to solve. For some reason or other, the governor of Egypt, from the moment we arrived in Egypt, treated us unkindly. He cast us all into prison. He accused us of being spies.
Spies? My sons? Spies?
He really thought we were spies. Still does, I guess.
Well, you'll go straight back to Egypt and tell the governor the truth. And you'll get Simeon out of the dungeon and bring him home.
Father, we can't.
Well, of course you can and will. Immediately.
No, Father. The governor, well, he gave us instructions what to do. We can never go to Egypt again. If we do, we will be executed as spies. Unless, we just can't go back, that's all.
Unless what?
Nothing, Father.
Reuben, what instructions did that governor give you? You cannot go back to Egypt. Unless what?
It just won't work, Father.
Reuben, tell me this instant.
We can't do it, so there's no use to even talk about it.
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, the governor, he said, if ever we do go back to Egypt, he will know we are spies and execute us unless we take to Egypt with us Benjamin.
Benjamin? My beloved son, Benjamin? Oh, Joseph is gone. Disappeared, devoured by a wild beast. Simeon is in Egypt in a dungeon, and now you would take Benjamin from me. No, never. I would go down to my grave in sorrow. Benjamin cannot go down to Egypt.
Grandfather, they found money, lots of money.
And who found money?
All my uncles. It was in their sacks of corn.
Yes, it's true, Father.
What's true, Judah?
The money we paid for the food in Egypt. It's in our sacks, all of it.
You mean all the money we paid the clerk in Egypt is in our sacks?
Yes.
The same money?
We just opened the rest of our sacks to store the food, and there it was. The same money down inside the sacks.
Tutor Reuben, what does all this mean?
It's just another one of those mysterious things I was telling you about, Father. We don't know what it means, what any of it means. We don't know what or why or how.
I am afraid, my sons, afraid that all this betokens evil, evil things to come.
I think we better go right back to Egypt and return the money.
We'd have to take Benjamin with us.
We'll just have to take him, that's all.
No, no. Me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, Simeon is not, and now ye would take Benjamin from me.
Father, I have two sons. I give them in security for the safe return of Benjamin.
Benjamin shall not go down to Egypt with you. His brother is dead, and he alone is left. If mischief befall him on your way to Egypt, then shall ye bring down my gray hairs in sorrow to the grave.
And the famine was sore in the land. And it came to pass, when Jacob and his families had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons,
My sons, we are about out of food. It's time to go to Egypt again and buy food.
But father, the governor did solemnly forbid us to look upon his face again, except we have Benjamin with us.
Well, certainly the governor will relent. Now go to Egypt and buy food.
Send Benjamin with us, father, and we will go at once, that we and our families may eat and live.
I can't let Benjamin go. I would fear for his safety.
Send him with me. I will be surety for his safe return. In the sight of God, I shall forever be blamed if I fail to restore Benjamin to you.
Oh, no.
But we need food, father. We've got to have food or we die.
Joseph is gone. Simeon is in prison. Benjamin? No, I can't.
We will all die, father, including Benjamin, if we do not go to Egypt.
Very well, Judah. You and your brothers prepare for the journey to Egypt. I will let Benjamin go. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. Everything ready for the journey, my son?
Yes, father.
You have spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds, a little balm, and a little honey for the governor of Egypt?
Yes, father, a little of each.
And your money, double the amount needed, including the money that was found in your sacks when you returned before?
Yes, father, we have all that.
All right. Take Benjamin. And be gone ere I change my mind.
Yes, father.
Oh, one moment, Reuben.
Yes, father?
I would invoke God's blessing on your trip.
Quiet, everyone.
May God give you mercy before the governor of Egypt, that he may send away your other brother, Simeon, and return also Benjamin unto me. May God be with you and bless you.
Goodbye, father. We'll be back before long. Goodbye.
Oh, Benjamin.
Yes, father?
Oh, nothing. Just be a good boy. Goodbye.
Goodbye, father.
Goodbye.
Be with them, O Lord, and soften the heart of the governor.
Grandfather.
Yes, my child?
Hold me on your lap.
Of course. There you are, my child.
Grandfather, when will my father and all my uncles get back from Egypt?
Well, whenever God... Yes. Whenever God sees fit to bring them back.
Is that man, that mean governor of Egypt, going to put my father and my uncles in prison? Like he did Uncle Simeon? and kill them as spies?
We must believe that he won't. We must have faith and believe.
Your Highness?
Yes.
There's another group outside seeking food.
And where are they from?
Canaan.
Oh.
They've been here before, Your Highness. 10 of them. Brothers.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember. Spies, weren't they?
We're holding one of them in prison as hostage until the others prove they are not spies.
They brought proof.
Yes, Your Highness. They have with them a younger brother, as requested.
Hmm.
Shall I issue them a certificate for food?
I'll see them personally.
Yes, Your Highness. Should I have them wait?
Yes, I'll be along in a few minutes.
Yes, Your Highness.
Your brothers, Joseph?
Yes, and it appears they've brought Benjamin with them.
You didn't expect they would?
Well, I expected Father wouldn't let them bring... Well, unless that is, Father's dead.
And... Your father dead?
Well, I can hardly believe he would permit them to bring Benjamin.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Are you still going in there and see your brothers?
Yes. I want to see if they're still cruel, hard, selfish, wicked men. I must find out. Somehow, I must put them to a test. They hated me because I was their half-brother. Benjamin is also their half-brother. They may hate him. Yes, I'll use Benjamin to test them. See if they're really changed or still the same evil, jealous men they used to be.
Bow the knee! His Highness, Governor Zaphanath Paneah, Prime Minister of Egypt, enters! You may arise.
Long live the Governor!
Governor's conferring with the guard.
The governor can't understand our language, remember?
Oh, yes.
And he's probably instructing the guard what to say to us. Look, the governor's leaving.
Follow me. The governor's instructions.
Where are we going?
Just follow me.
Are we being taken to prison?
Follow me.
Yes, sir.
Remain here until instructed to do otherwise.
What is this place, guard?
This is the governor's apartments in the Royal Palace.
Royal Palace? Just a minute, fellows. Why were we brought here to the governor's home?
His Highness so ordered.
But why?
His Highness ordered me to bring you here and have you wait until further orders. That's all I can tell you. Goodbye.
I wonder what the governor's going to do now.
I know.
You do?
Yes. And we're in trouble. Serious trouble. It's about that money we found in our sacks. You don't think it got there accidentally, do you? Of course not. It was put there purposely by someone with a motive. The governor. And he has brought us here to account for the money. He'll say we're thieves, and that's legal reason to make us slaves, regardless of the country we're from.
Slaves?
Don't worry, Benjamin. You will not become a slave. Somehow we will prevent that, even by death if necessary.
I must say, Judah, that's a long cry from the time another boy, another lad, begged us not to sell him into slavery.
You... Reuben, what are you talking about? Anyway, such things are not for the innocent ears of Benjamin. Be careful what you say.
His Highness, the governor, instructed me to see that you are refreshed. Perhaps you would have water?
Why, no, thanks.
Anything at all?
No, thank you. What is your position with His Highness? Your official title and position?
I am steward to His Highness and all that he has.
Then perhaps you can help us.
I am here to serve.
Well, we're deeply concerned. On our way home the last time we were here, we found our money in our sacks, and we don't know how it got there. We didn't put it there. We're innocent of any wrongdoing, and as proof that we are innocent, we've brought a double amount of money to pay what we owe and buy more food. We wish we knew how that money got in our sacks.
Peace be to you. Fear not. For your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks.
I had the money. I put it in your sack.
What?
What? What? What?
I can't understand that at all.
Simeon! Simeon, it is you.
Yes, out of the dungeon at last.
Simeon!
And how is... There's Benjamin. Benjamin, how are you?
Well and happy, Simeon. You don't look bad for having been in the dungeon.
No, not too bad. But Father, how is he?
Oh, he's fine.
And he let you come to Egypt?
He had no choice. It was either that or let our family starve.
And how did they treat you in prison?
Like a spy.
Did they apologize when they released you?
No, they just came and got me and brought me here without a word of explanation. And I find you here. Oh, it's good to see you all again.
God is good and gracious to us. I feel relieved.
Pardon me, gentlemen, but it's time to go.
Go where, steward?
His Highness the Governor hath invited you to a feast.
A feast? The Governor? Why invite us to a feast?
You will follow me, please, into the banquet chamber.
Banquet
chamber? Balthany, His Highness Governor Zaphanath Paneah, Prime Minister of Egypt, together with high officials and dignitaries of His Majesty's court, enters. Arise.
Long live the Governor!
Sir, may I have a word with the Governor?
Since you do not speak the language of His Highness, I shall pass along your message to the Governor.
We are 11 men from Canaan, sons of one man. Though our land is famine-wasted, we bring a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, and nuts and almonds as gifts of peace to His Highness Governor Zaphanath Paneah, Prime Minister of Egypt.
He's interpreting what you said to the governor. If he, the governor, accepts our gifts, does it mean that everything's all right?
Well, I hope so.
His Highness accepts the gifts from the men of Canaan, and he wishes to know if your father, the old man of whom you spoke, is still alive.
Thy servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive.
Is this the younger brother you were to bring back with you?
It is our younger brother, and he... What's wrong with the governor? For some reason, he suddenly left the room.
I saw tears in his eyes.
The governor weeping? Shedding tears? Never.
But I saw tears. He did that once before, remember?
Excuse me, gentlemen, but it is time you are seated at the banquet table.
Which table, steward?
Yes, which table? Well, there are three of them.
That table at the head of the room is for the governor himself. Because of his high rank, he must eat alone. And that table is for the officers of His Majesty's court. This table is for you. By law, Egyptians are forbidden to eat with people of any other nation. However, as you are honored guest of Egypt, you will be supplied with food directly from the Prime Minister's table. Please be seated. You will sit here.
Thank you, steward.
You will sit next. Here.
And when the 11 brothers were seated, the governor returned to the banquet hall, and the feast began.
Reuben, have you noticed anything peculiar about this feast?
Peculiar? What do you mean?
The way we're seated at this table. You first, then me, then on down by age to Benjamin, the youngest.
Why, yes. We are seated according to our ages, aren't we?
How did that steward know our ages?
Yes, how did he?
It's a mystery. An evil omen.
I wonder.
Is there something wrong about this whole thing? We're seated at the table according to our ages. How? Why? Why are we being treated like this in the first place? First we're spies. Now we're honored guests. It just doesn't make sense. There's something wrong. Radically wrong.
But what?
I haven't the slightest idea. And another thing. Look at Benjamin. Servers are around him like bees around honey. They're stumbling over each other to serve him. Why? And look at the food they bring him from the governor's table. 5 times more than they're serving to any of the rest of us.
Well, I'm glad to see Benjamin treated special. He is special.
Oh, yes, I agree.
I'd do anything to protect and serve Benjamin myself. I love him and all that, but why are these Egyptians treating him better than the rest of us? It's almost as if they're testing us to see if we're jealous of Benjamin. And we're not.
But we were jealous men at one time. We were jealous of Joseph. We were even jealous of his dreams, remember? We said we'd never bow down and pay homage to him.
Arise from the table and bow the knee. His Highness Governor Zaphenath Paneah, Prime Minister of Egypt, arises to officially welcome to Egypt his honored guest from Canaan.
And all the brothers feasted and were merry. In the morning, the sons of Jacob, with their mounts laden with sacks of food, joyfully set out on the return to Canaan. Simeon and Benjamin were with them, and all felt that they had safely escaped the perils that had seemed to surround them in Egypt.